It's January 17th, 2014.
Hello, Houston. This is Odyssey. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Daniel Starks here. You're listening to Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR. We've got Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings to bring us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got some movies to talk about this morning, one being The Nut Job, the next one An Invisible Woman, and the last one The Past. Let's start with The Nut Job.
Since it's January, we don't expect movies to be spectacular, but The Nut Job is an animated movie, and because it came out now, that's sort of sad for it, because it's entertaining, but it's not quite up to the mark of Frozen and some of the ones we had last year. It's a computer-generated animated cartoon. And it's more like the old Roadrunner kind of action things, with all kinds of frantic set pieces and slapstick chases everywhere. It's about a squirrel named Surly, who's voiced by Will Arnett. He finds that he can get all the winter supply of nuts he needs at a place called Maury's Nut Store. But when he gets there, when he breaks in with his rat sidekick buddy, they encounter all kinds of obstacles, including some territorial street rats and a guard pig. Precious, one of the cutest parts of it, is the voice of a pug dog. Precious, voiced by Maya Rudolph, and a gang of scary human robbers who are at the same time using Maury's nut shop to tunnel through next door to rob a bank. So we have these parallel stories of the guys trying to get the animals trying to get the nuts and the humans trying to get the moolah. And it's all kinds of repetition. I think that's one of the problems that youngsters might have with it. The creatures are really cute, and there is a lot of unfortunate bathroom humor. But the story is a little complicated besides that, because Surly has been banished from the Liberty Park by the raccoon leader, and that's the voice of Liam Neeson. And it's a pretty complicated story, and so therefore I think the kids will enjoy the action and the very cute animals. Other voices are Catherine Hegel as Andy and Brendan Fraser as the cocky squirrel Grayson. And it's a passable kid flick. It's good enough to go. And it also, it's in 3D. And there's one really spectacular 3D moment where you seem to get pelted with popcorn.
Now, is this a movie that parents would enjoy also? Get like
yes,
parent
I think
humor?
So. Yeah, I think they're trying for that appeal with this bank robber story in the human aspect of it too.
Okay, because I'm looking at the cast list and I see that comedians Gabriel Iglesias and Jeff Dunham are also voices in this movie as well. So that'll be a fun movie to go see. The next one we're going to talk about is called The Invisible Woman.
Yes, this got, yesterday Maureen got nominated for costume design, and I'm surprised that it didn't get more nominations, perhaps for the director, who is Ralph Fiennes, also the star. This is the second movie he has ever directed. He did Coriolanus, Shakespearean Update in 2011. But it's the story, which turned out to be true. They found this out, a writer named Claire Tomlin. In 1990, she wrote a Dickens biography, and she identified his mistress, who was a girl named Nellie Turman. And she also reconstructed their 13-year love affair, and although as famous as Dickens is, and his personal life wasn't that known, and she authenticated all this, and now this movie, it's mainly the story. Dickens is part of the story, of course, but it's the story of Nellie Turman, who, as an 18-year-old budding actress from a theatrical family, she gets cast in this play that was written and directed by British author Charles Dickens, and he's married and he has 10 children when they meet in 1857, and he's 45 years old, but he pursues her anyway. She's 18, and she resists for a time. By the way, Nellie Turman is played by British actress Felicity Jones, who's really a very promising young star. anyway, it is, I think, an incredible movie. Very fine. Recreates the period. They use a lot of the references, obviously, from Dickens' own work and make a Victorian era picture that, with a wonderful supporting cast, Christian Scott Thomas plays Francis Ternan, Nellie's mother, and Wilkie Collins is played by, he was actually a real person, a mystery writer, and Dickens' close friend is played by Tom Hollander. And really fine is this actress, Joanna Scanlon, who plays Dickens' spurned wife, who Catherine, who knows about the mistress, but sort of, well, whatever. And it was, history did know that he and his wife separated in 1858. They knew that. But, I mean, it has been reported, but not the details about this famous grand passion. Anyway, I think it's really a fine movie.
This last one we're going to talk about is called The Past.
Last year's Academy Award-winning Best Foreign Language Picture was A Separation, done by an Iranian director called Asghar Farhadi. And he has done his follow-up picture called The Past. This one, although he is Iranian, and I know this is considered an Iranian picture, but it's in French, and it is set in Paris and the suburbs. And it is, the main character in it is Berenice Bejo, who was the lead in The Artist. And it sounds kind of like a soap opera, but it's all on such a higher level because these people are so real and so well-developed, and they're flawed and interesting, and the plot is full of twists, but they're also subtle and full of surprises. And I just really did like this a lot. It has to do with this woman and her ex-husband, her present boyfriend, her youngest daughter, her oldest daughter, and who's really become a rebellious teenager, and her boyfriend and his five-year-old son. And it's quite interesting, as I said, surprisingly heart-wrenching.
We've talked about three movies this morning: The Past, Invisible Woman, and we started off with The Nut Job. Alice, out of these three movies, which would you pick?
The Invisible Woman.
All right, Alice, we'll talk to you next week. Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett on your station 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.